All Eyes on Fishing with Josh Sheldon, Brad Qualley, and Mitch Peterson, leading you to the next level. Hey everybody, welcome back to All Eyes on Fishing. We're going to finish up our series on what we should be doing now. Over the last few podcasts, we've talked about some slabbing baits, and we've also talked about lead core trolling and live bait rigging. Last thing we're going to finish up with this portion, anyway, we're going to have more podcasts, but last thing we're going to finish up on this series is trolling at night. It's deadly right now. I mean, if you want a good chance to catch a trophy fish, now's the time to do it, and up until, well, just before freeze up. So let's go ahead and jump in. We started doing this a few years ago, really getting into it. We've been doing it for as long as I can remember, but really, really focused on doing some night trolling for these big walleyes. And I mean, I'm telling you, we've been catching a ton of big smallmouth bass and walleyes to boot. So go ahead, Josh. We'll just talk about rod selection and then going from the rig from there. A lot of this overlaps,
right,
with some of the other stuff, but we want to make sure that you guys that are listening understand that there is a lot of overlap in fishing, but it doesn't hurt to go over stuff and make sure that everybody has a clear understanding. So go ahead, Josh.
Yeah, I think the first part is we did an article in the springtime on alleyesonfishing.com that talked about pretty much the same type of thing we're going to talk about here, but we're going to go into some detail in person, maybe clear some things up. Some feedback from you guys over the article was you were a little confused on some of the things. So we'll go ahead and kind of lay it out there for you in this round, and hopefully you guys will be able to figure it out and take it and go catch a pig. But I think the biggest thing to remember is use, as far as gear goes, use all the same gear you use to troll planer boards or troll off the back. A good trolling rod with the line counter is crucial because you're still setting those baits behind boards. You can run it straight off the back of the boat, and if you do that, you are still setting the bait at a certain depth, so you still need the line counter. A trick that we use, that we all like to use, and I know people use a lot of different ways. I've seen people attach little T-lights to their boards and all kinds of different stuff, and that's all fine if that's what you want to do, but that's a lot of work. The three of us, we really like to use glow sticks from the dollar store or Walmart or whatever, and now's the time of year to stock up too, because with all the kids getting ready for Halloween, they sell them by the thousands.
And you just need to get the ones that are like the 6 inches. You don't need to get the ones that are big long neck, just enough to give you an indicator.
Yeah, and the thin ones. You want to get the thin ones, not those big fat ones that are shorter.
Yeah, they're like an eighth of an inch, maybe.
Yeah, they're just really, really thin and narrow. And the bright green, the neon green does it. Not the yellow, not the red. The bright green is the ones you can see the best. The blue, you know, I mean, you can try a bunch of different colors, but the bright green is the one you can see, you know, for forever and a day away. So we use those. And on your planer boards, especially if you have the offshore planer boards, they have the slits in the flag. And so there's two slits, and you just slide in between the two slits, slide the glow stick a little more than halfway down. You'll see to where there's an equal amount of glow stick on the bottom and at the top, so it doesn't make the board too top heavy. And you know, that's what you use to be able to see the movement of your board, or if you have the tattletale flags, the flags going down. So to kind of take a little bit of a step back, when we use these different boards, there's a lot of different, you know, brands of planer boards, but I don't know about you guys. Mitch, what do you think? Offshore's best?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I use. I think they're the best.
Yeah, and I think, and they've gone up in price substantially over the last few years from when we originally started using these, what, about 15 years ago, and they've been out longer than that, but, you know, that's about 15, 20 years ago is when I really started getting into using planer boards, and, you know, they they come with a flag on them that doesn't move. You can buy the tattletale system, and the tattletale system is a spring, a piece of wire that extends it back, and it makes the system to where when you get a fish, the flag goes down almost like a bobber. It's an indicator. It's really useful if you have small fish and you're weeding through small fish, because...
Or going through weeds,
because sometimes you can catch things and you won't know you have it on there, and the flag will indicate it's on there and you can clear it off, but... Brad, when you put in the glow stick, is there any other tricks with putting in your line or putting out your bait. I know this spring we kind of talked about maybe it, the glow stick spooking the fish because we were fishing so shallow or not far behind the board. What are your
thoughts? Well, you know what? So we're really trying to fine tune it. Like we said, we've been doing it for years and caught a lot of fish. And now you'll see the people running the red light systems out there where they have the red lights off the side of their boat and on their tattletale flags. They'll actually have reflecting material. So that is their indicator. The red lights on the side of the boat and the reflector. Now we haven't used those. So I don't know. I've seen boats out there doing it. So that could be a great way to do it. If you have that system, by all means, as long as you can see the reaction or the tattle, that flag going down, great. But as far as the green spooking them off, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've talked to different people about it and some say, I think it does. I haven't really noticed it. There's been nights that we haven't done real well, and you're thinking, it must be the grump blue.
Right, right.
Yeah. Or, but it's probably
looking for an excuse.
Dang glow sticks. Yeah. But, I don't know. I've caught so many fish. I mean, hundreds of them that you would think that if it really was a problem, it would have shown up a long time ago. I want to jump back to we have a planer board series podcast that talks about how to run planer boards. So we don't really need to get into how to run the planer boards other than putting that tattletale flag on because it's truly needed at night.
Right. And if you guys have missed it, go back and listen to it because we go into pretty good detail and depth on how to run planer boards.
Yeah, and we got a video coming out here real soon.
Right.
It's not a night video, but we went out and shot how to attach a planer board, how to put it on. And you'll see that little orange tattletale flag, and that's the slits that Josh was talking about that you slide that glow stick into. So we'll have that out soon, too, in the next week or so you guys can exactly see how to run a planer, how to hook it up, how to put it out of the water, and to run it out. But so the rod selection we've talked a little bit about in a lot of series, but it's going to be your typical trolling rod with the line counter. Very, very crucial because at night when we're putting these out, we use a lot of shad-type baits because we have a lot of balls of bait fish. We've talked about this in the last few podcasts, and we're really concentrating on those because the walleyes are, like Mitch said in the last, we're really putting their feed bags on. They're really getting at it right now. Mm-hmm. So to put... what we really want to do is mimic that bait fish that's in there. So shad type baits, that being like a Berkeley, like a flicker shad, sevens, whatever you have, or like a Rapala shad wrap, all those types of baits work really good. But don't forget about your bigger baits too, because something about it seems to work well to be a little bit different than the bait fish. So we run a lot of Smithwick Rogues. Mm-hmm. Now that's a long stick bait, right?
Right.
But I'm telling you, sometimes that'll just outfish everything. Yeah. So when we start with our four rods out, we'll put a couple shad baits and a couple rogues out.
Right.
And when we're fishing them, like that rogue, we're only running at 35 feet behind the board. Now, I don't have my trolling Bible with me, but I'm assuming that is probably 4 feet.
Maybe.
Maybe six.
I don't even know, but it's running very shallow. So those balls of bait fish can run all the way from the surface all the way down to 15 feet. So we're pulling right through those balls of bait fish.
Right.
And we'll run something below it. Usually our back rods are our lead core rod to run right underneath those balls of bait fish. And that's usually our shad baits because it's easier to get them down, bigger lip. It's easier. You have the lead core. You can get it down that 15 feet to be whatever that is, right, wherever your balls of bait fish in, to run it right underneath that.
Right.
But so that's kind of how we start. Now so we'll put two boards out on each side, usually with our shallow, because we'll run those up and get those closer to shore. So if you're only going to be running that 4, 5, 6 feet down, whatever that is, you can run that closer to shore, not worry about getting hung up on shore,
right,
on something shallow.
Size 5 or size 7 or both?
For the shad type baits.
For the shad type baits.
Shad type baits, I'm saying that this time of year we'll run a lot of sevens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A lot of sevens.
Yeah, fall typically it's time to go bigger, start upsizing.
Mm-hmm.
The key for me, I don't care what kind of bait I'm using, but when I'm going out at night, I'm going to make sure it has it's a rattle bait. It's going to make noise. I've just had way more luck with any of the baits that have rattles in them than ones that don't, so
right.
I'm pretty much stuck on that.
Right, and for those of you guys who don't know, Mitch was out a few years ago at one of our local reservoirs, and it was way late into the fall, snowing, cold, and he caught a absolute monster. And we've posted the picture before, but that might be a good one to kind of tell us about, Mitch, because that is a great example of trolling at night for gigantic monsters late into the fall.
I think that was a Yozuri.
Yeah, real quick. we're out, and that whole week was pretty good for bigger fish. And it was late fall, right before ice up, you know, before they closed the reservoirs. And had my boards way out. We're talking way out. I was the only boat on the lake. And this fish came off about 30 feet of water. And that Yozuri crystal minnow, great big one, 12. It was only probably 4, maybe 5 feet down, and that's what it hit. So I learned way back then, you know, that a lot of these, especially bigger fish, in my opinion, out here in our western reservoirs, I think a lot of them have really learned to suspend and only go after those suspended bait fish. You know, a lot of, back in the Midwest and everything, you bet shallow, you know, we're talking, they'll come right up on the shoreline. And they do out here too, but I think, just my opinion, but I think there's a lot of bigger fish that they've been around a long time. They're just smart. They know that, hey, this works.
Right.
You know, it's
big for a reason.
Yep, they're big for a reason. Yeah. And so a lot of times in the fall, I will definitely hit the shallow shorelines with those cranks, but I spend the majority of my time just kind of cruising over the basins.
Me too, yeah. Right down the dang middle almost.
Right. Well, and that's what I think people need to understand that are from maybe a different part of the country or Canada, that, you know, we put a lot of stocker trout in our lakes here. So we, as being walleye fishermen or smallmouth fishermen, you know, we refer to the trout here as bait. Because basically all they're doing is it's expensive bait that they're putting into the lakes. Because people come to Colorado, there's a certain expectation of catching rainbow trout. That's kind of what we're known for in our streams and stuff. But in our reservoirs, we like a lot of the sport fish, you know, the warmer water sport fish like walleye and bass and things like that. So so they do stock a lot of trout, and those trout, you know, especially this time of year, they suspend out in those basins. And I think that's what those big walleyes are looking at. Well, I mean, not only the shad, but the big rainbows.
So for guys that aren't fishing the lakes like around here in Colorado, you really need to think about how you're fishing them. Because if everybody's fishing them shallow, or especially at night,
right?
Think about pulling right over the middle.
Right.
Now, here's the thing. We've talked about this on transducer cones before. When you're shooting your transducer and you're driving over the middle of the lake, and whatever that lake, we fish lakes that are 30 foot deep to 120 foot deep, right? But you'll see fish down 20, 30 feet, whatever that is. And then you'll see the balls of bait fish suspended up. You'll see all these fish stacked below it, but nothing up in the water column. The only reason you're not seeing them in the water column is because your transducer not hitting.
And you mean right? In like the upper, like 3 feet of the water column?
Even the upper five.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're barely picking up fish. But here's the key. And we started noticing this. I think, Josh, you were the one that noticed this. That we got out. We usually get out just right around, just before sunset.
Right.
And the reason is just so you can get your gear out with some light. And then you're ready to go for the night.
Right.
But you can see those fish. I remember a lake we were fishing that was well over 100 foot deep.
Right.
And we're watching these fish stacked up. It like 50 feet down, just fish everywhere, and all these bait fish were on the surface. We saw it was just littered from the top of the screen all the way down to 15, 20 feet.
Right.
And, but all the fish, all the arches were down at like 50 feet. Mm-hmm. Well, every half hour, those fish would come up 10 feet.
Yep.
And so we got out there about 8 o'clock at night. By 9:30, hold on.
Yep.
All of a sudden, we didn't see any more fish down low. We're like, where'd all the fish go?
Yep.
Well, they were getting on our baits, boy, because we were crushing it. Because they
amazing.
It was amazing.
Yep.
And so we went out the next, like, 10 times out of 14 days, and we just killed it. I mean, we were zombies because we only slept like 7 hours a week. But I'm telling you, those fish moved up, and it looked like the screen was clear. All you saw was bait fish. You didn't see any, barely any marks, because they were on that top water.
They were, I mean, surface. They had to be, you know, I mean, a foot, maybe 2 feet under the surface. We were running all of our baits right underneath the surface. Yeah. And those walleyes, and almost every walleye we caught was over 20 inches.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
And between 20 and 24 was nonstop. I mean, we were trying to run four rods, and we never had all four out.
No.
It was always fish on.
And we kept playing
what a great problem.
Yeah. We kept playing that game. All right, one more fish and we're out of here. All right, it's midnight, one more fish. All right, it's 1 o'clock. All right, last one, fish.
This is a big one. Okay, it's 3 o'clock, we're leaving.
No, we got to go. We got an hour drive. So, I hear you guys. And I'll give you one little tip I want to give you guys is – I find these at Walmart. I'm sure they have them other places. I bet you can get them online. But they do make tiny glow sticks that come with these little blue or yellow clips that clip on the end of your rods. Mm-hmm. So if you are going to long line troll off the back or use lead core, which we really like to throw out a couple lead core rods, especially if there's three of us in the boat and we can do six rods, we'll throw a couple lead core off the back with originals because they're a little more subtle, which hammer them as well. And the Arapa originals. And then we'll take those little glow sticks and you just clip that little glow stick on the tip, and then when you get a fish, of course you can see your rod tip bouncing because that glow stick's waving in the air.
So go ahead.
Well, real quick, and if you can't find those glow sticks, I've seen them before where you can those little bells. There's these Scott Wilson edition catfish bells, and they work almost as good as the glow sticks.
That's a dig to Scott Wilson. So he'll hear this later. Don't pay attention to that. But it's just a little dig we had to throw out from one of our guys that fish our local Colorado Walleye Association tour. But here's the guys. So the guys that don't have the boards, right?
Right.
And you want to go out and try it at night. No, don't sweat it. Just run two lines, one off each side, one off the port, one off the starboard, and because you'll just put them straight off the side of your boat.
Yep.
And if you can't find those clips that Josh was talking about, get a glow stick. And there's been several times we went out, forgot the clips, lost them. Yep. Little piece of black tape.
Yep.
Tape it right on the top. Make sure it's not in the way of your line. And go to town because you're still going to get on them.
Yep.
You're just running a couple rods, but it's better than being on the couch.
Sure.
So
And another good thing, real quick, is you can hold your rod. Nothing says you have to stick it in the rod holder, and you're holding that rod and this time of year, we still stick around that 2 mile an hour range, but sometimes we bump it down because it's starting to get cooler.
I would say that's on the high end.
Yeah.
Probably more around that 1.6, 1.7.
Right, right. But you can pump that rod tip. Mm-hmm. You can pump it forward, give that bait a quick thrust, and then drop it back and pull it forward as you troll, and sometimes that's the key. So,
You know what? My kind of final thought, too, on night trolling, it is a different game. We've done it a bunch, so I'm used to it. Headlamps are a must.
You've
got to have a headlamp. I'll bring somebody out that hasn't done it before, and it's pretty awkward. Things are getting in the way. You can just tell. Everything changes at night. So I really like to really clean my boat up good. If I'm not going to use it, I get it out of the way. Get it out of the way. Have your net ready to go. Just be set up. A little bit of extra prep makes a night out, they're trolling in the darkness, quite a bit easier than when you have to deal with a bunch of problems.
And that's great advice because it is a mess, and inevitably somebody gets a hook in the hand or something, because it is just, there's treble hooks everywhere, it's dark, there's light in your eyes, there's light on the water, and then if you have some of the crazy nights that we've had where sometimes we'll have triples, and it's triples where the only way we know it's a triple is all three boards have gone under the water and you don't even see the glow stick. I mean, they're just gone. You just look up and they're all gone. And so it gets to be, like Mitch said, just super chaotic. And so you got to kind of be on your game. Pay attention. Take your time.
Another good reason to get out there before it gets dark.
That's right.
Get your stuff set up. Know what's in your boat. Move the stuff out of the way. And then have a home for everything. It goes back once you're done. If you have, get out your tackle box to put on a new Rogue or whatever, put it back where it is, because you'll trip over it, and in the heat of it,
things get broken, pliers get dropped in the lake, etc.
Fishing night, trolling at night in the fall is great, because not only can you get into numbers of fish, it's another probably the second best window of the year to catch your biggest walleye of the year.
Yeah, turn down the screens on those graphs too, guys. I mean, they'll dim all the way down to where you can barely have any light, and that's real important. So you can see where you're going. You'll still see everything you need to see, but you don't have that backlight blinding you. So,
I think we're gonna wrap it up. That's some trolling at night. Great way to get out there and get your fish and get trophy fish. And I know a lot of times we talk a lot about walleye, but I'm telling you, we've caught a ton of big smallmouth.
Big smallies, big rainbows, big, I mean, just if it's cruising around at night and it's cruising around up shallow or suspended out in the middle, you're going to get it. You're going to get it trolling cranks. I mean, it's just too productive.
But I really want guys to take away from this is don't forget about the basins, the middle of the lake, and really try it. It's one of these things too. It's just some departing things is you can go out, give yourself at least a few nights to do this,
because
you'll go out and blank. And then the next night you can go out and have a 20, 30 fish night, 3 days later.
Right.
So once they turn on and start doing this, take advantage of it. It'll usually last 3-4 weeks of where it's really good. And I'm telling you, it's a great way to get them.
Yeah, it's excellent.
Yep.
All right, guys. Until next time, get out on the water.
Have a good night. Take care.
This has been All Eyes on Fishing. Join us again next time as we discuss your favorite topics. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and visit our website, alleyesonfishing.com, helping you to fish your next level.